An Olympic gold medalist is among the defending champions as the U.S. Open Tennis Championships begin today in New York City. Annie Nardin will be defending the women's singles title that she won last year. The men's defending champion is Andy Roddick. Commentator John Feinstein joins us now. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Steve.
I mentioned the defending champions there. Are they the favorites?
Not really. Annie Nardin has been hurt for most of the year. She did not play at Wimbledon, and she went out early at the French Open. She did play very well in the Olympic Games. But I think the women's draw, much like at Wimbledon, where Maria Sharapova basically came out of nowhere as the 13th seed to win, is wide open. The Williams sisters are certainly hoping to be a factor. Lindsay Davenport might be playing her last U.S. Open, but that's wide open. On the men's side, it's not as open, but certainly Roger Federer, who won Wimbledon and is the number one player in the world, is going to be a factor. Leighton Hewitt is playing better. And then there's old man River, Andre Agassi.
What's the best final you could imagine?
Well, I think for the sake of the game on the men's side, a repeat of Federer-Roddick, which was a great Wimbledon final, would be terrific. It would get very good ratings. These are two guys that people like. They play a different style of game, which is good in a rivalry, and I think that's what people would like to see. Now, if Andre Agassi were to make it through to the final, that would be something that would have CBS doing handstands, but I think Roddick-Federer on the men's side would be great. The women's side, I don't think it matters. I don't think there's anybody out there who people are saying she has to be in the final to get a rating, although if Sharapova came through, that would be a continuing saga.
Wouldn't Sharapova be one of the favorites after the way she played at Wimbledon?
Yes and no. Yes, because of the way she played at Wimbledon. No, because she hasn't played that much tennis this summer or played particularly well since then. And that's not unusual for someone winning their first Grand Slam title. You get caught up in the whirlwind. Your agent wants to run you left and right chasing the money. It's going to be very interesting to see how Sharapova handles fame and fortune, not only these next 2 weeks, but over the next year, 2 years, 5 years, because she's got the potential to be a superstar tennis player or to just be a superstar a la Anna Kournikova.
The Williams sisters are certainly superstar tennis players, but haven't been doing quite so well lately.
Haven't played that much tennis lately. They've been injured. Serena Williams pulled out of the Olympics at the last minute, citing her knee again, literally when she an hour before she was supposed to board the plane. Venus has done nothing all year. She's only seated 11th. Certainly a reemergence by one or both of them would be fun to watch, but I don't think they're any more the favorites than any of the other people I mentioned, whereas, Steve, if you go back 2 years, we were just waiting for Williams versus Williams to happen.
Now, CBS would certainly like to see Agassi, as you mentioned, in the final, but he hasn't done very well lately.
Well, actually, he played very well a couple weeks ago in Cincinnati. He won the tournament there, but you're right. Overall, his year has been miserable since the Australian Open, where he made the semis. He lost in the first round at the French. He pulled out of Wimbledon injured. He's 34 years old. That's about 100 in tennis player years. But he seems to always revive in front of the New York crowd. And one thing to be aware of, Steve, if he does well here, if he gets deep into the tournament or somehow wins, this might be his farewell. Just like Pete Sampras 2 years ago went out winning the U.S. Open.
The comments of John Feinstein, whose latest book is Caddy for Life, The Bruce Edwards Story. Thanks, John.
Thank you, Steve.